Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place of Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Adler, back with you to close out another great week, a theme week, our WrestleMania theme week. That's right, we are doing all songs that are popular songs used as wrestling themes. And this song is probably one of the biggest crossover. I don't know if crossover is the right word, but it's not a song, you know, you thought you'd ever hear as a wrestling theme. And it is Cult of Personality by Living Color off the album Vivid from 1988. Of course, used by a guy loved and hated by wrestling fans all over, CM Punk. That, you know, it was a really great get, great song. I did like his earlier song, though, This Fire Burns by Killswitch Engage. But this song really is synonymous with Punk now. Especially when they get to the neon lights. I just picture him with the arms out. And, you know, they did edit it down a little bit for him. But it is so fitting. And as a guy, you know, who, you would never think that they would spend this kind of dough on licensing a song. And they did. And then when he came back after his long hiatus, his retirement, wherever it was, we walked away from wrestling, you know, he was able to come back with the song, you know, because, you know, Tony Khan has large pockets. But let's talk about this song, because it had such popularity before Punk even used it as a wrestling theme. So there's a lot to talk about here in this song. And let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Lots of great audio clips here from leaders of the 20th century. This is by Malcolm X from Message to the Grassroots. And that riff, that opening guitar riff, just hits. And, I mean, of course, now I think of CM Punk in my head. But back then, I was thinking of the band Living Color. And now, you know, here it comes out. And he does the whole little this cover in time thing going on. But it's the band, you know, sitting here playing and interspersed with a lot of images from over the 20th century. Of course, the band is made up of Corey Glover, Vernon Reid, Muzz Skillings, and Will Calhoun. Song was released on July 14th of 1988. It reached number 13 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Number 9 on the Billboard Album Rock Track Charts, won a Grammy for Best Hard Rock Performance at the 32nd Annual Grammy Awards. It also won the video, this video that we're watching right now, won the MTV Video Music Award for Best Group Video and MTV Video Music Award for Best New Artist. Here's the part I was talking about, though, with Punk's arms out. It was very special, but, you know, to the band, not just because of it, it was their biggest commercial hit. But it was essentially written in just one rehearsal session. And the riff was stumbled upon while practicing something else. And by the end of the session, they had written what was to become their best-known song. It was ranked at number 69 on VH1's 100 Greatest Rock Songs. I mean, the thing about Living Color, too, is when they first came on the scene, you didn't see a hard rock band that looked like them. First, all African-American, you know, hard rock band that I knew of back then. And Corey Glover's voice is so awesome in this. I always think of that. Another great line there, 101 makes 3. I mean, there are constant references in the song, too, of like, figures between Malcolm X, you know, Mussolini, Gandhi. And we get, you know, later on we're going to get some JFK. We're going to get a little FDR. We had Stalin mentioned. you know, originally I think Hitler was going to be in the lyrics, but it was pulled due to fear that referencing or referring to him would be misconstrued and too controversial. But, you know, they have this little girl watching TV with this, like, look on her face, like, what am I watching here? I mean, it's one of those songs, too. If I ever had, you know, Guitar Hero or you know, Rock Band or whatever it was, I probably would have played this song or tried to play this song. Because I was never very good at that game, right? But this is a tremendous solo. And doesn't get enough credit, I guess. I mean, some people may consider them sort of a one-hit wonder because they never had anything hit anywhere close to this. I mean, they had that... What's that other song I'm trying to remember? I'm looking at the album Vivid listings here. It was... Christ. Glamour Boys. I remember that song. But now we're getting into the really to the back end of the song here, and we get some, I'm the such a high energy song, and I want, there's got to be an interview something where, you know, Punk probably talks about why he wanted this song. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know if it's obvious, but what the song talks about. Here we got our JFK. Got some really great drum work here. And bass line is really cool. We got FDR closing us out here. My girl's like, I'm done with this. What are we doing? Right? All right. That's really fun, guys. I'm glad we did this one this week. Because we're all wrestling fans. I mean, almost everybody here on the Pop Feed either does wrestling shows, watches wrestling, is friends with wrestling people like Miranda. But yeah, everybody does stuff. Check me out. I'm doing a show monthly over there, Who's Next, with Logan Cross. And we just review a month of NXT TV because we both really love the brand and we are very excited for it and love watching the young guys and keep up on it. So it's really a great show. I really do enjoy it, and Logan is a tremendous co-host to have. But I hope everybody has a great time this weekend if you're a wrestling fan, right? Because tonight we got SmackDown, which is from Los Angeles, same place as WrestleMania. And then tomorrow we have Stand and Deliver during the day, which is NXT's version of WrestleMania, WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2. Hopefully it's a great weekend. We got Raw, the Raw After Mania, the biggest Raw of the year coming Monday. It is a very exciting weekend for wrestling fans, and I hope everybody here at Place to Be Nation, our family, right, because we are a family here, has a great time. I hope everybody enjoys the show. Hope your favorites win. I hope your predictions come true. And just, it's a great time to be a wrestling fan and enjoy, have a good time, and we will see you Monday. Take care.